Kirby, what was the game like yesterday? I mean, it was first taste of that big stage. What was it like?
Yeah, it was exciting. I think it was exciting for everyone involved. AFLW is obviously very new to Australia, so I think it was great for all the girls, both Western Bulldogs and Dockers, to get out and have a hit out.
Not the result you wanted, but what can you take from that?
Yeah, no, it wasn't the result we were looking for, but you know, there's a lot of learning to come out of that, and I think we'll go to training this week heading into the Brisbane Lions game with a fair bit to work on, but still we've got an exciting side to train alongside, a lot of young talent, so yeah, we just look forward to developing.
What did you think on Friday night when you saw the Collingwood Carlton crowd, and then obviously a massive turnout again for you guys and for the Adelaide game? Did you expect it to just catch on so quickly and be as big as it has been?
Not so much. Yeah, not so much looking at the crowds and expecting that. I think our main focus was coming in, flying in from Perth over to Melbourne and concentrating on our game. So it was exciting to see so many spectators and people interested in us playing. That's exciting for AFLW and the future it's heading.
Is it relieving as well to know that people do actually want to see you play?
Yeah, well, I think it's a marketable product. So women in sport is, I think, moving ahead quite quickly. And AFL is a part of Australian game, so having women now play the game at the high level, so it's, you know, I think it's a great, great beginning.
What are you expecting on Sunday at Fremantle Oval?
Well, we're going to work hard this week leading into Brisbane Lions game. They play probably a different type of game to Western Bulldogs, so we're going to, yeah, just go with the game plan and our structure setups and see how the game unfolds.
And what about crowd-wise? I mean, we've seen big crowds, Fremantle Oval. Not sure how many you can actually squeeze in there. What would your advice be to fans?
Yeah, well, it depends if it's sunny or if it's rainy. I hear it's raining. Bring your umbrellas if it's raining and get down there nice and early.
The AFL's talking about the possibility of moving games to bigger venues if they need to. Do you think we could get to a stage where games could be moved to Suva?
Yeah, I think possibly, but as a player, we're not so much worried about that. We just, you know, want to enjoy this experience and train hard and work hard and become the best footballers we can.
The AFL's considering where to hold the grand final, and it could go to the team that ends up on top if it was Fremantle. How exciting would it be to host a grand final?
Yeah, it would be amazing. I don't think all the AFL men grand finals are at MCG, so to have it in Perth would be outstanding. But we're looking forward to just playing week by week and establishing ourselves and what we want in our team. So, yeah, one step at a time for us.
Is there anything that the team would do differently now that you've got one game under your belt?
Yeah, I think once we get back together on Monday, we'll reassess. Obviously, flying away is a whole new experience, but having the crowd and everything behind that is something new to us as well. So we'll adjust accordingly and work towards things.
So the big crowd at Witten Oval, though 99% of them were against you, having it at Fremantle, it should be the other way around. What's that going to be like, do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, we didn't really hear the crowd and what they were doing. We were focused on what we needed to do. So hopefully Fremantle can be loud and it'll affect Brisbane Lions this week.